We are learning Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. This Mishnah, and the next Mishnah as well, discusses Smicha. What is Smicha? Smicha is a halacha in the Torah by certain Kabbonis. It says that you have to take both hands and lean all your koyach, all your weight on the behema. You lean on the behema, and some say vidui, and that's called smicha. V'somach yoda areish hapar, areish asar. And most kabbonis yachid, we'll see which exceptions are in a second, have the din of smicha. And kabbonis siver, there's a lochem eishim esinai, pashtus, lochem eishim esinai, that only really two have a din smicha. Which are the two that have a din smicha? Now the truth is, in the psukim alone, you find already two kabbonis siver that have smicha. It says, by par helm dova shel tzibur, that's a par that's brought, if the klan's klai shol is oiva issacharis, al pi bezdin. So it says that you bring a par, and it says, v'somchu zikne eida es yedeyam al risha par lefnei Hashem, v'shochas par lefnei Hashem, says smicha there. And we also have, by the sar la azazel, which is also a carbon tzibur, it says, v'somach aaron es streyodav al risha sawyer. So you really have two right there. So it shouldn't really be a machlaikis. But the truth is, we'll see that there's a shikl machlaikis here, and we'll get very clear when we see the Gemara. But let's see the Mishnah. Kol kabbonis hatzibur ein behem smicha. Most kabbonis hatzibur do not have smicha. Chutz min ha-par ba'al kol mitzvahs. Besides for par ha-ba'al kol mitzvahs, and par ba'al kol mitzvahs, it's mavuyer in the Mefarshin, Berichas HaZevach, it's in Kachim, includes, first of all, par herald of hatzibur. Also, there's a, when someone does, if Gans Klaish does a vayizara api bezdin, they bring a par v'sa'ir. The sar goes with him in that case. Par is la'ilah and sar l'chatos. The par there also gets smicha l'kuliyam. It's not a shayla either. That's par of par abal kol mitzvahs. That's what I'm saying. The Mishnah doesn't say l'oshin par helm davar, par abal kol mitzvahs, because it includes the par of helm davar and the par of the of a zara.
Is it the same thing?
Huh? It's not the same thing, because by a par there's only a par, which is a chatos actually. And by avodah zarah, it's a par loyla and a sar lechatas. A sar is not so funim. So it's really two different things. But the par b'al kol mitzvahs includes both. So kol kol mitzvahs be'im ha'mesmicha kusum par b'al kol mitzvahs. Possibly par hamdav shel tzibur. I'm just giving you a little extra flavor from the svarim that speak this out. V'sarah, it's not. They don't speak it out here. It's the Berachas Zevach and Saint Kachem on a Rashi later on. So a par b'al kol mitzvahs. That's one. V'sarah ha'mishtaleach, like we read from the psukim. The sar ha'mishtaleach also gets smicha. Rab Shimon Omer, Av Sawyer Avodis Chavim, the Sawyer of Avodis Zara, there's a par and a Sawyer, the Sawyer also gets smicha. And L'chor, it sounds like there's three of them, because there's Av. So we'll see in the Gemara which one he takes out. That's Kabbanah Siva. Kol Kabbanah Yachid, Tu'unin Smicha, all Kabbanah Yachid need Smicha, Chutz, Mna B'charba, Ma'as V'Pesach. Means every single carbon, Oilo, Shlom, Mchatas, Asham, they all need Smicha. Besides for B'char, Ma'aser, and Pesach, don't need Smicha. Again, we'll see the Gemara with Darshan. V'ha'yayrish, soymich, u'meyvi nesachim, u'meymir. Now, not halacha. What happens if someone's yayrish, a carbon, his father put aside a carbon, a oila, a shlamim, and he died? The halacha is, the yayrish is soymich. He does smicha, u'meyvi nesachim, u'meymir, and he could do make a tamura also. Now, there's a lav in the Torah to do a tamura. But it works if you do it. It takes effect if you do the tamura. Now here, we're saying that the Yairish, even though it's not his, because usually if it's not your carbon, you can't do a tamura on someone else's carbon. But here, the Yairish has been like the father, he could do a tamura. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. Obviously, every part of the Mishnah has to be explained. So we're going to concentrate first on the first part of the Mishnah that says, Chutz min ha-par of Baal called mitzvah sar mishlech. And it seems like Reb Shimon argues on something here. And we're going to see really there's two things that Reb Shimon argues on. First of all, he adds on Seir of Eschavim, and he also holds that Sar Mishlech doesn't count. So we'll see that as we see the Gemara, we'll see that more clear. Zok Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Kol Kabbonis HaTziba Im Behem Smicha. All Kabbonis HaTziba don't have Smicha, Chutz B'Par Ba'al Kol HaMitzvahs, which is Par Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, V'Sar of Eschavim. And Seir of Eschavim, Dibur Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon Shita says the only two that need it is Par Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, which includes the power of the Vezar also, and Seir of Eschavim. And he leaves that Sar Mishlech. Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Siro Avodah Chavim, Ein Behem Smicha. There's no Smicha by a Sar Avodah Chavim. Sar comes from Avodah Zarah. V'esmi Avitachtehem. What do I bring instead? Sar Mishlech. So first the Gemara asks, what if I bring something else instead? I can't have one. Lo sagi lo mayel. I can't have one thing. Only one carbon tzibah has smicha. Ravina gemiri. We have a halacha moshina shtei smichas betzibur. So here clearly we have two machlekesim. One machlekes is, does a sar of ischavim have smicha? Machlekes Rishim says yes. Rudu says no. And number two is sar mishtolech on that list? And the only problem with that is that we spoke out that by sar mishtolech it's a pasuk. Misomach Aaron and Seyod val reisha sar. What exactly is the machlekes? So Gemara is explained right away. Amar Rabbi Shimon, how can you count sar mishtolech as one of the things that have smicha? I know it's a pasuk, but how can you say that? But like in smicha la bailam, smicha generally is with the bailam. V'zeh Aaron avonim seim chiboy. The sar mishtolech comes to mechapa on shar mitzvahs for klal Yisrael. And here Aaron does a smicha, so you can't count that. That's not a normal smicha. It's not the bailam. That's why I don't count it. About the somach Aaron is the other, it's a pasuk. But that's not regular smicha. That's not a bailam. And by sar mishtolech, the shar mitzvahs of a klal Yisrael a mechapa. Like this, we're going to see the Gemara about Arichas, but I'll give you a little background. On Yom Kippur, they brought three main kabbanis that were for the kapara. You brought a par that went inside the Fnai v'lefnim. You brought a soyer and asa v'lefnim and a soyer and mishlech. The par that was brought on Yom Kippur for Chatos was for Mikdash v'kadoshav. Was for someone that became Tomei and then forgot about it, went into Beis HaMikdash, and he still didn't find out about it. So it's terrible, have terrible Einchim for that. So this protects you from the Einchim until they find out. That's either or Yekachim, Mikdash for Kedoshim, Mikdash for Kedoshim, that's the part. And that is a Chab for the Kahanim. The Sar Nasr for them is Chab Mikdash for Kedoshim on Yisrael, on Kali Yisrael. The Sar Mishlech is Chab on Shar Mitzvahs. Where is the Kapar of a Shar Mitzvahs for the Kahanim? That is Machlokes Rehuda Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for shar mitzvahs, and according to Rav Yehuda, the shar mishleach does shar mitzvahs on Klal Yisrael and the Kahanim. So Rav Shimon Lishitasa holds that the shar mishleach has no shaykhis to Aaron. He says, what are you talking about? Aaron is being doing smicha, and he's not a bailam, so it doesn't count as one of them. Only Rav Shimon ain't smicha a bailam. V'zeh Aaron abalav shvayim chumay. Rabbi Yehuda says back, Avzeh Aaron Bonav Mechatan Brayt. Aaron Bonav was included in the Sar Mishleach, the Gavish Shar Mitzvahs. So they're also a Bailam. And the Gemara is going to explain this by Riches now. Amrav Yirmiya, Va'odlu Tamayu. The Yehuda and Shimon are going to Tamayu when it comes to the Kapara of Yom Kippur. Talking about the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk in Yom Kippur, V'chiperes Mikdash, I'll read you the whole Pasuk first. V'chiperes Mikdash, Shakodesh, Ves Oyel Moyed, Ves Amazbech, Yichaper. Va'al Kahanim, Va'al Amal Kahol, Yichaper. And the Braisa dashes the Pasuk like this. V'chiperes Mikdash, Shakodesh, Jel Fnai V'lefnim. And the way Rashi will learn Rashi is Pshat, not like Tosfos. Tosfos says, Dimshat, we'll learn Rashi. V'chiperes Mikdash, Shakodesh, Jel Fnai V'lefnim means that it's mechaper on someone that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, let's say a Kohen Gadol goes to Kodesh while he's Tamei. Someone goes into the Heichel while he's Tamei and doesn't know about it. Mizbeach Mashmai, which means Mizbeach a Pnimi Pashos. Yechaper Elo Azaris. Yechaper means the Azaris. He goes to the Azara when he's Tamei. Now that's why Rash learns. Tosh learns it means that you do a Zrika in those places. But in any case, yep. It says, Vayter Kahanim, Kvashmon, that they get a kapara. I call Amma call El Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael gets a kapara. Yechaper El Levim, it's including the Levim. And the Braisa says, Hushvu Kulim Le Kapara Achas, you see, there is something that all equal in a kapara. And it can't be the guy of Mikdash for Kedoshov, because that we know is the par is for the Kahanim and the Sar is for the Klal Yisrael. So where are they all the same when it comes to kapara? Because it sounds like they're all the same, there's a Hekesh over here. So we are the all the same for kapara. Hoshvukum the kapara achas meschaper mesar mishlech. They all get a kapara and sar mishlech by shar mitzvahs. The Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon argues. Shimon Aimer kashem shadam sar anasa b'fnim mechapa al Yisrael. Look at dam sar anasa b'fnim mechapa al Yisrael. Tumas mikzvah roshav kach dam apar mechapa kam tumas mikzvah roshav. Well, we're trying to speak out like this. The sar anasa b'fnim doesn't have any vidui or any smicha. Doesn't have any vidui or smicha. Still, it's mechaper. So you see, the dam alone is mechaper. So by the kahanim also, the dam apar alone is mechaper on mikdash kedoshav. And kashem shavidu shosar mishtolech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar aveiros. Kach vidui, the vidu of shapar mechaper kahanim b'shar aveiros. So Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Yehuda says no. There's no equality over here. that the Kahanim have their Dama Par and the Vida Par takes care of everything, and by Klai Yisrael, Sar Nasafnim and the Sar Lazazel takes care of their, the Vidui of Sar Lazazel takes care of their Kapara. There's no Zrika by Sar Lazazel. It's the Vidui of that. That is what takes care of them. And that now explains the Machlaikus over here. If you count Sar Mishleach as a list, because Aaron did smicha, according to Ruda, it's very geshmak. Aaron's part of the kapara. According to Rishim, says Aaron's not part of that kapara, so he's not counting. This, he has to add on sar v'ischav. Rav Shimon Havadi Hoshu, it sounds like they're equal in the kapara. So what does he do with that pasuk? So in Hoshu, of course, they're kapara, they're all kapara. Miu kol chad v'chad v'chad v'nafshe. Each one has their own way of doing it. And now the Gemara does a recap again for you. A complete recap, Rashi in Kisviyat actually says this is an extra part of Gemara. Some say it came from the Rabbanon Savroi, which means from the Gedolim after the Amoraim, they wrote this part, Toltan Rabbanon, it's a Chazara. The Rabbi Yehuda, Thomas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Yisrael, Mechapri V'dam, Sar Nasa B'Fnim. They get a Kapar V'dam, Sar Nasa B'Fnim. V'Kahanim, B'Par Shalaroin, they get B'Par Shalaroin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, v'shara veiros nami kahanim bevidu par mischapri v'shara veiros the kahanim also get bevidu par not with sar mishleach. How do we know this? K'tani like it says in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, echad Yisrael ve'echad kahanim ve'echad kohen v'shiach ma ben Yisrael kahanim v'kohen v'shiach. If everyone gets a kapara, what's the difference? El shadam par mechapri al kahanim. Atumas Mikdash, that's the only difference between Kahanim and Yisrael, Zidur Yehudu, because the Gavish Shara Veris, they're all the same. Rav Shimon, I mean, no. Keshem Shdam HaSara Nasifim Mechapa Al Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar Mechapa Al Kahanim. Just like Dam HaSara alone without any Smicha Vidui Mechapa Al Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar Mechapa Al Kahanim. And Keshem Shvidu Shasar Mishlech Mechapa Al Yisrael, Kach Vidu Shapar Mechapa Al Kahanim. It's the Shita of Rav Shimon that the Vidui of the Par is Mechapa for the Kahanim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Kshmak Chazar, now we know Klar, we have Klar of two Shitas. Now we just have to explain, now what's the Machlaikis, Legabe, Seiri Eva Yitzchavim, that we still didn't explain. We explained very Gshmak, the Pshat and the Bir Machlaikis, Legabe, the Sar Mishlech, but now we still have to explain the Machlaikis, Legabe, Seiri Eva Yitzchavim, because Rav Shimon added that on. What does Rav Shimon do with that? Does he agree, not agree? That we'll have to see in the next Gemara.